Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Has seen a congressional hearing has heard the Fifth Amendment speech. Taking the Fifth, the government must present witnesses and evidence to prove the crime and cannot force someone to testify against themselves.
To be totally clear, in your case, are you charged with or even accused of a crime?
No, and there's absolutely no evidence that I had any connection or communications with anybody who is charged with crimes. This is, you know, we've got a Fourth Amendment for one very clear reason. The English used to issue what was called general warrants and writs of assistance that would authorize British officers to just, you know, go wherever they wanted to look for evidence of crime. This is the modern high-tech version of a general warrant. They can't prove anything. There's no probable cause. There's no linkage to any criminal activity that has occurred for how many hundreds of people on these subpoena lists that were sent to Verizon and AT&T and probably every other phone company in the country. There's no evidence at all, but they want to track Americans' thinking. They want to know who your contacts are. They want to know who you are communicating with about election integrity. And going back from before even the election occurred. So, you know, going after your core First Amendment rights to engage in political inquiry and discussion. I mean, this is scary. It's First Amendment. It's Fourth Amendment. It's Fifth Amendment, as you talked about Jeff Clark. Betty Thompson wants to presume people guilty rather than presume innocence, as our Constitution requires.
But if he's saying, okay, I'll come, but I'll plead the Fifth, then in some instances, that says you're part and parcel guilty to what occurred.
Congressman Betty Thompson, chairman of the January 6th investigation.
Mr. Clark last night indicated that he intends to invoke the Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, apparently because he believes testimony about his interactions with President Trump would tend to incriminate him and thus may subject him to criminal prosecution.
Republican turncoat Liz Cheney recently announced that weeks of January 6th hearings are coming.
President Trump continues to make the same false claims about a stolen election with which he has misled millions of Americans. These are the same claims he knows provoked violence in the past. He has recently suggested that he wants to debate members of this committee. This committee's investigation into the violent assault on our Capitol on January 6th is not a game. When this committee convenes hearings, witnesses will be called to testify under oath. Any communications Mr. Trump has with this committee will be under oath. And if he persists in lying then, he will be accountable under the laws of this great nation and subject to criminal penalties for every false word he speaks.
As the establishment attempts to milk the events of that grim day to protect and embellish their power as election 2022 approaches. But the establishment has questions they need to answer. For instance, will they be ignoring a recently uncovered document from the Department of Justice that said it is objectively unreasonable to conclude that President Trump could authorize citizens to interfere with the Electoral College proceedings? Not to mention, where is the evidence of an online conspiracy of planned mass insurrection? And why have so many people remained imprisoned in inhumane conditions? And of course, why has January 6th been repeatedly deemed an insurrection when no one has been charged with insurrection? Perhaps the people who truly belong in prison are the ones behind the hearing itself.
Now, you don't have to love Donald Trump to find all of this sick and scary. Do you really want to live in a country where Nancy Pelosi and Benny Thompson, crazed partisans with no interest whatsoever in the United States Constitution, can seize your bank records, your text messages, your diary, simply because they don't like who you voted for in the last election?
John Bound reporting.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
That could be our last at any moment for so many reasons. The globalists like to pre-program what they're going to do, and they said the next big move won't just be new variants they're going to release or more people dying from the poison death shots that erase your immune system, give you cancer, and start growing prion crystals throughout your tissues of your body. They said what's coming next, Klaus Schwab and others have, along with the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Foundation that run the global system, that an imminent cyber attack is coming that will erase all your bank accounts and all your money. But don't worry, they're going to have a new global digital currency to save you with. But it is a social credit score, so if you don't behave right with your carbon footprint and your social behavior, you will be zeroed out and put in a forced labor camp. As they say, at first we let the homeless run wild, do whatever they want, build up this culture, but in the near future you'll be in a forced labor camp. That's on the CDC's own website. You're like, wow, CDC's saying some wild stuff. Oh, kind of like they're going to nationalize all real estate? But you're not going to really get free apartments or houses. You're going to be in a commune. You'll no longer live in a house or an apartment by yourself. You'll live in a commune, says the UN. On big posters at the entrance when I was there just 6 months ago. So we are living in just absolutely insane times right now. Here's the big news. We have NATO, we have Biden, we have Biden surrogates, we have the neocons, and we have U.S. senators, both Democrats and Republicans, threatening, quote, nuclear strike on Russia. That's right. They say if Russia brings troops into eastern Ukraine, that's as Russian as Massachusetts or New York is American. That's the oldest part of Russia, is actually eastern Ukraine, where Russia started, and where Russia's had a bunch of giant wars over that area. So if they send any troops in when NATO is set to absorb the country into themselves, both east and west Ukraine, that they will use nuclear weapons preemptively on the Russians. So this is the out-of-control, delusional, psychotic brinksmanship of the criminals that have hijacked and run our country. And they've created this attitude of Russia-phobia as a litmus test to support total tyranny. And that's why they launched the whole Russiagate hoax, was not just to pin Trump down and persecute with the last witch hunt McCarthyite committee they had, but to also demonize anyone that doesn't want war with Russia or attack anyone that is not basically aligned with this evil. So That's how world wars start. We're at the same political, cultural, spiritual, economic climate the world was in on the eve of World War I in 1914. And we're in the same geopolitical type, economic, cultural, spiritual position we were in right before World War II, except now there are more than 50,000 nuclear weapons, conservatively, on the planet. And a nuclear war is the least of our problems. Most of those detonate a half mile, a mile up, and just destroy real estate and kill humans. It's when the nuclear reactors go offline and start melting down, and we've got 400-plus Chernobyls to look forward to, and the globalists won't be safe in their little bunkers from themselves. So that's where we are. Well, the January 6th committee is busy trying to frame and set people up and send folks to prison and trying to establish martial law, permanent martial law, through the auspices of the event that they tried to provocateur. It didn't get as bad as they wanted it to. It was a misfire, a dud. Still terrible. And just the whole, everything speaks of failure. Everything speaks of collapse. Everything speaks of just horrible, inbred, lazy, stupid, arrogant lawyers all in there convincing themselves they're in control and they've got all the power. And that's exactly when you get wars. And so you've got the IMF saying imminent global financial collapse. They've never talked like that. That means they're obviously trying to trigger that. And, oh, imminent cyber attack. Oh, an imminent war with Russia. So I guess China can then swoop into Taiwan, Hong Kong. They already got Hong Kong. The South China Sea. They're saying they own part of Vietnam now. They're saying that Northern Vietnam, they're saying they own the Philippines. Just tens of thousands of square miles of ocean, they're saying is theirs. They're just gone completely crazy. And they've appointed him dictator for life, Xi Jinping. And we've got fawning globalists all over the world, not just in Canada, but in European Union leaders, fawning over Xi Jinping, fetishizing him. And, oh, we're going to show him we can be dictators, too. And the forced inoculation starts February 1st all over Europe. It's not just Germany, not just Austria. They're set to announce it. They said last week, the unelected head of the European Union, of the commission set up in 56, the Treaty of Rome, just says, hey, we're going to start forced inoculation. And then there's new videos of young people, old people, crying women being dragged away to jail because they were caught outside without a vaccine passport. But don't worry. We told you a couple weeks ago when Omicron popped up. Don't worry. Pfizer will tell you the third shot protects you from Omicron, even though the study says it completely erases your immune system. We don't know yet, but it looks like permanently turns off your white blood cells, gives you the equivalent of HIV. It's a different mechanism. HIV attacks the T lymphocytes that are the generals that train the killer Ts. So it's first a T lymphocyte goes up and checks and devours the virus or the bacteria or the substance, and then it decides what to do. It's the brain bug. And then it goes and then gives the orders to the white blood cells that are coming out of the bone marrow and then all hanging out in the lymph nodes, the little military bases, to then go out and start slaughtering. Well, guess what? By your third shot, Israeli studies, bye-bye, bye-bye. A large portion of people have no immune system after that. But on average, you have one-sixth of your previous white blood cells. And it doesn't kill them. It's so liberal. It just turns them off. How loving. So the globalist faction running America and the West is getting rid of the once free nation so that there's no freedom around the world. People long after, so they think the hope's all gone, so the great technocracy can then take over. And it's also busy trying to start a giant war. Isn't that just sweet? Isn't that wonderful? So when we come back, I've got the video U.S. senator won't rule out nuclear strike against Russia. Isn't that just sweet? And I've got stacks of articles with them threatening and already moving nuclear weapons up the Russian border. And the Russians are like, okay, you're taking over a country that's 90% Russia in the east, about 30% Russian in the west. And you say you're going to take our gas pipelines and our facilities and our military bases with NATO troops. We're going to stop that. And their answer is, we'll just nuke you then. And so I predict the Russians are going to roll in. They're already there. They're going to roll in. And there's a good chance the psychotic, crazy people that love Satan and love death, not enough to be killing us with the shots and the bioweapon they release, they're going to go ahead and just launch tactical nuclear weapons to the Russians. And then the Russians are going to respond by destroying NATO forces. And then about 15 minutes into that, the ICBMs get launched, the submarines pop up, and the cruise missiles get fired. And so, hey, it was a good run while we had it, right? We love Satan, right? We love abortion. Well, guess what? You all get ready to die. All you tough guys in the FBI, too. Just kiss your asses goodbye.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender. Scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Some folks that are at the highest levels of industry and science in the world, and they were told that war with Russia and China is going to be kicking off in January of 2022. Now, that may somehow come off the table, but this isn't just the officers, the military, being told to get ready for war, so they psychologically prepare themselves. This is real preparations. And the most powerful people in the world, most of them, have run to places like Australia and New Zealand and Kauai, Hawaii, of all places, even though that's a giant nuclear strike point by Russia and China, because it's the main anti-missile defense system in the Pacific for the United States. Also has a huge nuclear weapons base there, and intercontinental ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, you name it, are in Kauai. But for whatever reason, that's where Zuckerberg lives. But particularly up at the edge of the timber line, right before you go into the Arctic Circle, there are large compounds built where folks have private runways, and you need to have a helicopter to go over 100 miles just to get to the nearest small town. And I can assure you that the globalists are not running to their armored redoubts around the world, their fortresses, just because they feel like a little solitude. So there's a very serious chance that we're going to have a new giant war that kills most of us. And that's why they don't care that it's coming out that most of the people that have taken the vaccine are going to develop spongiform encephalopathy type disorders, heart attacks, cancer, you name it. Because it does turn off your DNA replication system, cuts the double helix, which is the most damaging type of DNA damage. I mean, it's a death sentence for most people. I mean, you wonder, my God, how are they going to kill, 70, 80% of people that took this? How do they get away with it? Because that's just in case you crawl in a hole and survive. You understand? They want you to die later from that. It's going to be fire. Currently, we're on course to die in thermonuclear war. And that's just where we are. And you ask yourself, why would the globalists do something like this? Well, because they love to kill people, because they're devil worshippers. That's why. Why does Jerry Sandusky build his house next to a playground and grab kids out of the back of it and rape them inside his house? Because he likes to do that. Why does Jeffrey Dahmer do that? Why do these people do this? Because they like it. They like it. And they like to kill people. So it doesn't matter if you're an FBI agent, as I said earlier, or a school teacher, or whoever you are in this system, your future's gone. It's over. And people are in Stockholm Syndrome. They cannot believe that this is actually happening. You know, I hung out with Joe Rogan last night for a long time. I spent a lot of time with him and Ron White. It's really funny. Known him for a while as well, but spent a lot of time last night talking. And he's really awake now, as is evident by all of his podcasts. Now it's exploded and gotten even more popular. We had a lot of discussions about that, a lot of it inside baseball. But Joe's completely awake now. He's basically Alex Jones on steroids. But he's so optimistic about things, he thinks that people are going to wake up and turn this around. And I hope Joe Rogan's right. I just want everybody to get right with God, because there's a good chance we're all going to be dead very soon. Okay? I mean, I've got the videos here. I've got stacks of articles here with NATO and world leaders and U.S. senators threatening preemptive strike. That isn't like when your local radio show you like to listen to gets preempted on Saturday night because there's a college football game broadcast on, or on a Monday night because there's a baseball game on. Oh, my normal show's preempted by the game. No. Preemptive strike, I'm sure the listeners know, means a sneak attack. And the thing about telling people that, oh, we might just sneak attack you with our submarines and our cruise missiles and our tactical weapons if you keep putting troops on your border. I mean, what would we do if Russia said, we might just sneak attack you, and then had submarines 12 miles off our coast driving back and forth? How would you like that? But see, to the lawyers that run everything, corrupt, stupid, dumb lawyers, they're so used to bravado and their little fancy shoes and their little three-piece suits and swaggering around with their gold watches and everyone pulling out their chairs and the military saluting them, that they really think they can win a nuclear war with Russia when there is no winner. The only way to win is not to play the game. And they're the bad guys, and they're the aggressors, and they're evil, and our country is cancer. Our country has spiritual, cultural cancer. My God, I mean, the religion of the Democrats is publicly pedophilia now. And, I mean, do you want to hear a U.S. senator say, like he's a tough guy on Fox News, a Republican? Well, we'll just strike them first with nuclear weapons. Hey, how about we lock your crazy ass up, you frickin' lunatic? I mean, look at this guy. He'll show everybody how tough he is on Russia. I'll nuke them Russians first. I'm General Jack T. Ripper. I'm Curtis LeMay, born again. I'm L.L. Lemnitzer, born again. And how did L.L. Lemnitzer tell Kennedy you wanted to start the nuclear war with Russia? Oh, blow up our own military bases. Shoot up people at shopping malls and blame it on the Russians. Kennedy fired him. And, of course, they then fired him. Oh, sonny boy, you going to fire us? We going to put a bullet in your ass. Bust a couple of caps in your head. Lunatics. You know, Putin pays people to have children. Biden says don't have children. Oh, Elon Musk says have children. That's really how you can judge somebody. Are they for life or are they against it? Well, these people love death. And I got a little proposition for Bill Gates and all of you guys. If you love death so much, how about you show us how it's done and you kill yourselves? Seriously, because I don't want to die, and I don't like death, and I like my family, and I like the general public, you know? I'm a nice guy, and I don't want wars, and I don't want to start fights, but I'll start a fight with you because you're trying to kill everybody, you lunatics. You damn maniac scum. What the hell's your problem? We should be developing with Russia, working with them. They've got resources. They've got people. We should be industrializing the whole planet, going to space. We should be building giant space stations with Russia, not at war with them. The same leftists that took over Russia over 100 years ago are the ones that have taken us over today. Russia already had the disease we've got. And now that disease wants to claw back at Russia and destroy it because it's become a Christian nation again. And that's not propaganda. That's true. What did Putin say in the last few months? He said, we need God, we need Jesus. We're spiritually sick. And America is spiritually sick and needs God. That's like a person giving you water in the desert. No person that is of the devil would say such a thing. We are of the devil. We are run by bad people. It needs to stop.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars! You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So very calmly, very nonchalantly, I've got a stack of news and quotes and videos here with world leaders, U.S. leaders, European leaders, the head of NATO. 2 days ago, I read the quote here on air. Said, Russia, we've got 30 countries ready to fight you. We'll defeat you. And laughed at the Russians. I mean, even if you had a big overwhelming force, it doesn't matter. They got nuclear weapons too. But it's comical. And then you go look up who's saying it, and they're not even a former military officer. It'd be like if I showed up in like a top jujitsu gym or a Golden Gloves boxing thing or something and said, I'm going to kick everybody's ass here. And then I'm not even a boxer. No, you're going to get your ass kicked. But they're so delusional that we'll preemptively nuke Russia. We'll do whatever we want. And they say it on TV and Neil Cavuto nods and acts tough. You're not tough. You're a piece of filth. And you're dangerous. Bastards. Gonna blow everything up, you maniacs. I have children. So just because you damn teleprompter reading lawyer filth think it's all cute and funny, it's not. Stop killing us. Stop wrecking everything. Stop crapping all over us because you've got to dominate the world and you've got a right to run everybody's country. No, you don't, you little monster. And the sickest part is watching Republicans fall all over themselves and jump over each other. Oh, I want war with Russia. I'm not with Russia. I want to nuke them. Again, if you want to kill yourself, go do it, Senator. Go in your garage, close the doors, turn the car on, put on your favorite music, and get ready to pass out and die. I don't want you to die. I don't want anybody to die. But the entire system at the top is a bunch of damn maniac crazy people. Why did Hitler start attacking everybody? And then when he starts losing, he turns and goes, here, let me just attack the Russians. That's a great idea. And then the Russians killed at least 15 million of the 22 million Germans that died. 22 million Germans out of 70 million. That's close to a third of the Germans no longer living. You know how many Russians died? 20 million. That's in their recent memory. Not even a million Americans died in World War II, and it was still a big deal. My dad's older cousin went down on a supply ship in the North Atlantic, shot by a German U-boat torpedo. Both my grandfathers almost died, Purple Hearts, in Army Air Corps combat. And now we sit here as the bad guys trying to start a war with Russia, ladies and gentlemen. But I know how it works. It's like the old gunslinger stories that are fictionalized by Hollywood, but there's a lot of true, real stories of it. Whoever a well-known sheriff was or a known gunslinger, no matter how far they tried to ride off the middle of nowhere and live in the middle of nowhere, somebody come looking for them, hearing, well, I hear they say you're the fastest man in the West. Come out here and we're going to have a duel. And that really happened. They'd say, no, I don't want to have a shootout with you, please. You're the fastest draw in the West. And that's what's going on with Russia. And the same thing with Afghanistan. Nobody's ever conquered Afghanistan because they're tribal units and fight with each other constantly. You can't conquer cavemen. You'd have to kill every Afghan in Afghanistan to conquer them. Well, the Russians, there's way more of them with way more weapons and higher IQs. So let's go start a fight with a bunch of really rough, tough people with high IQs. That's a really great idea. Who have a whole history of constantly being under attack. That is just a wonderful, wonderful, horrible idea. But that's how it works. Notice the left, who do they attack? Christians, conservatives, strong people. They want to dumb down the language, dumb down the science. They don't like strong people. The New World Order doesn't like good people. That's why Russia's under attack. That's why Europe's under attack. That's why Christians are under attack. Because we're strong and we're smart. And the ruling class of true racists up at the top who hate everybody, talk about Nazis, they make the Nazis look like good guys, they're beyond the Nazis, want total domination over everyone. And so now we're in a Mexican standoff with the Russians. And the West has already had a civil war and overthrown the Ukrainian government and is now trying to take eastern Ukraine from the Russians. And we're just sitting here watching it happen. I'll play the clip next segment. U.S. Senator won't rule out nuclear strike against Russia. Preempt a strike. Imagine that headline. If Putin said, I won't rule out a sneak attack on America. When you say it, and by the way, it's U.S. policy. Going back to George W. Bush, and it's continued by Obama, that the United States reserves the right for a first strike. More crazy town behavior. Why would you tell somebody, hey, to your neighbor, if you see me, I might shoot you, okay? So I'm going to shoot first. Your neighbor's going to start carrying a gun. Your neighbor's going to start, and if you look like you're going to do something, your neighbor's going to shoot you. So we're telling our neighbor, hey, because you know, Alaska's right there with Russia, hey, we might nuke you just out of the blue, okay? Okay, so sleep good at night, you little rooskies, okay? We're the good guys. We're the liberals. We teach five-year-olds how to give blowjobs in public schools and how to, you know, do things I can't even mention on air because we're the good guys. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not the good guys. They're the bad guys, and they're not America. Just like if you eat some poison, your body throws it up. We need to reject the globalists, reject their wars, reject their pedophilia, reject their Satanism, reject it all. Let's just go to the clip now. Because wait till I give you the COVID news. Oh, it gets more insane. You know, yesterday I got so busy, I didn't even go to my COVID stack with reports all over the world where they've started giving five-year-olds and up the shots. They're dying. They're dying. Oh, you didn't know? Vietnam province suspends Pfizer vaccine batch after 120 children hospitalized. Wow. And who's going to get the blame when all this comes out? Donald Trump and America. You see how this has all been planned? And the globalists are going to bring down Russia and America at the same time, and who's left standing? Oh, the Chi-Com New World Order favorite son, Xi Jinping, who's worshipped by the Chi-Com since he's got the full globalist backing. Yeah, we're all being set up here. And, you know, I'd like to think people in the CIA and the FBI, even if you sold the country out and you were hired because you hate America and you love being bullies, I would think you'd have enough common sense and survival mechanism in you to understand that selling out the New World Order is not good for your bottom line or your children's future. Oh, but I forgot, most of you don't have children. You don't care. You think it's funny. You think it's cute. You think it's cute to have a senile pedophile as the president. You think it's cute to have wide open borders. You think it's cute to have human trafficking everywhere. You think it's cute to see everybody getting sick and dying from these shots because it makes you feel powerful that you're all in on it and part of it. Oh, it's for the earth. No, you're sickos. And I'm not saying everybody that works in corporate America is bad, everybody that works in the government is bad. I'm talking about the people at the top that are in on this thing and think that they're the winners. No, you're not the winners. You're the losers. You're the dumbasses that threw away our Christian nation, that threw away our prosperity, that threw away our security, that threw away our soft power and our moral superiority because we were morally superior. And now you have taken over and you have crapped away our birthright and our destiny and you have crapped all over everybody. So congratulations. Congratulations. You just poisoned the greatest country that ever existed. You just burned down the castle, you damn demons. They're saying world economic collapse is coming, war, everything. And now you know how they injected everybody with poison. Because things will be so collapsed and so out of control during a war, they'll blame it on something else. You can see what's going down.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of God and symbols of Western culture, like the Tannenbaum, the beautiful Germanic piece of culture, are being burned up, being destroyed. And at Fox Studios in New York, their Christmas tree got attacked by an arsonist. And, of course, they're taking down Teddy Roosevelt's statue. A few months ago, I went and showed you that at the Metropolitan Museum, a beautiful statue. You know, he did a lot of reforms for Native Americans and a lot of reforms for Black Americans. And so it's an image of him, the soldier on the horse from San Juan Hill in the Spanish-American War. And with him marching is a proud Native American and a proud Black man, formerly a slave, now free. But because he's above them, well, he's bad. You can't show a white person in an elevated position. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if you've got a boxing statue and it's Muhammad Ali above somebody else, he says he's the champ. But again, that's the idea. He was a major reformer, but they can steal his identity and who he was as an exercise of their power. Thousands of churches a year are burned in Europe, including Notre Dame. Now they're turning into a leftist SJW facility. festooned with LGBT garbage. And again, it's not about me even hating people that are LGBT. It's about the political movement that controls that, saying, we'll decide what's in a church. The Muslims burn it down, government comes in with funding to fix it, but now we conquer and capture your church, just like Muslims in Constantinople captured the great, beautiful blue church. And today it's the biggest mosque in the world, and the Muslims take credit for building it, which they didn't. But let's talk about some real history right now, then I'll get into all the economic news, the COVID news, the nuclear war news, and have some sanity here prevailing so that all the tough guy lawyers in Congress that want to have a nuclear war and are pushing for it and trying to show off how tough they are on CNN and Fox News can get some pushback. Because the Russians are saying, we won't go into Ukraine, just don't take it over. We have more interest there than you. Don't do what Hitler did. Don't take Ukraine. It's 90% Russian in the east. Stop it. Don't take over our military bases. And they're saying, we'll just nuke you. I'm going to play the clip coming up. But let me tell you about something very exciting. You know, we can't just give up on life, and I'm going to cover this next hour, documents that prove their plan is to do that. Just because they're doing all these horrible things and turning loose all the criminals and dissolving the borders and devaluing the currency and trying to inject us with all this poison, that's because the globalists are losing control of humanity. That's because there's populism rising worldwide. This is their counterstrike. So they're counterstriking against humanity and against our revolution, against their tyranny, can be supercharged by what they're doing if we point out they're the bad guys and if we actually resist, instead of just becoming demoralized because we're hit from so many sides that we give up. That's their admitted plan. And Greg Reese has filed a new report that is only 4.5 minutes long that I'll air next hour, that's at Bandoff Video, that is just, he just gets better and better. And he shows psychological warfare manuals. And when you hear this, you're like, oh my God, that's what they're doing. The video's titled, This Is How We Win. And I'm going to send it to Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and to Bolsonaro and a bunch of others. And I never do this. I'm going to tell them, please get this out. You remember last year I sent Joe the clip of Bill Gates admitting that 80%+ of people that took his vaccine got sick in their trials. He put it out. It got 10 million views. I'm going to see if Joe will put this out, because me and Joe had a nice long meeting last night about how to win. And he let me in on a lot of his strategies that are off the record until it comes to fruition, because I've learned to not, you know, talk about what Joe's up to. But you remember a year and a half ago, I said, Joe Rogan's about to take the gloves off, about to take on the whole new world order, and he's about to really fight him. And he called up, he goes, man, come on. I didn't mean for that to get out. And I said, okay, I'll walk it back. But I wasn't lying to you. And now you see what's going on. So, and the whole system's pissed. They don't know what to do. They're pulling their hair out. And we're not just woken up, Joe Rogan. And it's not about bragging. It's about recognizing and having Thanksgiving and celebrating what you did as listeners and activists, spreading the articles and the videos. We are the fight. We are the very blood of the resistance. We are the guts. We're the sinew. We're the fist. We're the mind. We're the brains. We're the soul. We're everything. So I salute you. Now, I want to explain something here. This is not an investment. This is not something that you get so that it goes up in value, even though it probably will. This is something you invest in for your speech and for your freedom and for your future, so that you have a memento for your curio cabinet. I think we all have those. I know I do, in my office and my house, with things from our life. That blue ribbon, you know, that you got when you won the swimming championship. That trophy when you won the boxing match. That ring that your girlfriend gave you in ninth grade. All that type of stuff is so precious. Well, it's just a memento of our lives and our great experience together. So, I'll tell you, I don't want to lay any of these people off. I don't want to shut this operation down. That's why I sold my house, which I didn't like my big fancy house, but I did it as an investment to try to raise money and get around inflation and be able to fund things. And it's a real pleasure to now expend that money in the next year so that all these bad guys and all these corrupt groups think they're going to get all this money from Alex Jones. They're not going to get anything, because I'm going to have nothing. Nothing. Soon on air, I'm going to be selling my paintings, which aren't even that expensive or fancy, but I'm going to be selling everything I've got. I want to be Christ-like. I want to have nothing soon. That's when I'm strongest, because I've got you, and I've got God, and I've got will, and that's everything in the universe. And so this is such a precious time to be alive, but I want to keep this crew employed. I want to hire an East Coast and West Coast reporter so I can have Ghislaine Maxwell coverage right now or whatever's going on. And it takes money and it takes capital. You saw the internet outages yesterday. We had double server farms and offshore stuff. That's why we were able to keep up some of the sites yesterday. There was big nationwide outages. It takes a lot of money to do this. And so we can do an overhead shot of this. About eight, 9 months ago, I had an idea to start putting out some of the original art of InfoWars and some of the concepts that I came up with, some of the art I did. And I said, you know, listeners just want a memento and something personal from me and a thanks. So I said, hey, we need to raise money. $100 for a little postcard with silver print on it. And I think it is a good artwork and design and concept. And people got it. It's not that, oh, what's the value of this? The value is keeping us on the air, and the value is that connection and that memory that you help keep the tip of the spear white hot in the fight. And I thought, wow, people paid $100 for this. We only put out a couple hundred. But they snapped them up in one day. And I thought, we need funds into the future. We need to do a lot of important stuff. We need to launch a lot of incredible stuff that I'm not going to announce yet to you. But believe me, January is going to be amazing. But we need funds, because I'm happily burning through everything I've got to launch this. But then I need the next fuel cell, the next missile propellant to fire the next weapon at the enemy. And so I thought, you know what we're going to do? We're going to come up with a silver coin struck and minted here in America that is my concept and design of King George the Dragon Slayer. Now, why is King George so important? You know, it's over a 1,000-year-old legend. It goes back over 1,000 years, and now they found cave paintings of it that may be 5,000 years old. But the point is that it's an archetype of a dragon that came to a town. It's the founding myth of England, which is the founding myth of America. That's where we come from. That's our ethos. And the dragon demanded all of their farm animals. And after they'd eaten all the animals, the story is the more you give into tyranny, the worse things get. It then demanded the children. And the knight George came along and slayed the dragon and married the king's wife, and that's how England started. That's the Arthurian legend 2.0. But it's even older than the story of Arthur. And then George Washington is the second political archetypal reincarnation of that. I'm not saying literal reincarnation, but the archetypal incarnation of that. So there's only 10,000 of these coins. And they, again, have a large markup on them so we can fund our operation. It's a fundraiser. They're $129. And these are historic, and you become a founding member when you get them at 1776coin.com. And everyone that goes and gets the coin and gives us your email will then get a lot of amazing, independent, original productions only to you and all sorts of other benefits, unless there's a nuclear war and we get shut down. But if we keep operating in the future, you will be founding members of new systems we launch that will be more powerful than InfoWars. So these will probably sell out in a week, maybe sooner. 1776coin.com. We need the funds to operate. We're firing the bat signal. This is a great memento of history. Become a founding member.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.